Oh, yeah, a little ELO, Ask and You Shall Receive. Great song, Mr. Blue Sky. Keep it going. As I recap, reset, as we call it in the biz, talking about the president's answer yesterday to a student over in Africa, a Nigerian student, about, how to deal with winning the war on terror. Are we winning the war on terror, or are we not winning the war on terror? Let's just skip ahead a little bit. The president goes on and talk about how we're not trying to expand our military influence. Besides, let's. I love this song. Yeah. Let's get us a little bit of chorus in here, though. So, I can't sing. I won't do it to you. I won't do that to you, people. Turn it up a little bit. Give me a little bit. It's good stuff. I'm telling you, ELO, underrated group. But let's get cut six here. This is the president of the United States still answering the same question. This is about 5 minutes in. Yeah, we can take down the ELO. You should own that song anyway. But the president talking about how we don't want to expand our military power. We don't want to do that. We're broke.
I promise. This notion somehow that we want to somehow expand our military reach. I was elected to end a war. I've ended one. I'm now in the process of ending another one.
The Iraq war that he ended was ended exactly. All he did was nothing. That was all he had to do was nothing. The president before him had it set up, had the withdrawal date, had the terms all set. All he had to do was nothing. Pretty much the same in Afghanistan as we're slowly drawing down there. But he really does like to celebrate himself. Does he not? There's even more to this, and it gets a little more absurd.
This idea somehow that, we want to get more involved militarily around the world is simply not true. First of all, it costs a lot of money. And the United States, just like every country around the world, has to think about its budget.
Yeah, he said that. He said that. The guy who hasn't passed a budget in over three years talks about the budget. The guy who's added more debt to the national debt than all the presidents almost combined. I mean, really, he's added about $7 trillion to the debt. It was around $9 trillion when he took over. So in a couple of short years, he is going to add more debt single-handedly than every president ever. Talking about, we don't want to do this. We got the budget. We got a budget. Meanwhile, we're bombing Libya. Meanwhile, we're harming people in Syria. We don't even know who they are. They beheaded a Catholic priest yesterday. But we got to worry about our budget.
We would love nothing more than for Africa, collectively, to say no to extremism, say no to terrorism, to say no to sectarianism, which in the case of Boko Haram, for example, is an example of essentially a religious rationale for this kind of violence. And the United States to be able to step back and worry about selling iPads and planes. That's what we would like to do.
That was the closest he came to talking about Islam at all right there. He mentioned religious aspect to them. But this next answer is the one that is most disturbing. If you remember back on September 11th, 2012, four Americans, including our ambassador, were murdered by a terrorist attack, a coordinated, sustained, eight-hour-long terrorist attack at our diplomatic mission, shall we call it, in Benghazi, Libya, while the president was who knows where. President taking a nap, getting ready for the fundraiser he attended the next day that he didn't bother to postpone. Who knows what he was doing? We don't have an accounting of it. The White House won't say. He says, hey, he was in the White House. What do you want? Wasn't in the Situation Room. You know, he hears about Newtown. There's photographs released the next day. The president on the phone getting briefed by look at this. Americans get killed overseas in a terrorist attack. But he wasn't even, he was busy. He was on top of it. Just trust us. Don't worry. Wink, wink, nod, nod. This is the president's answer. And keep that in mind in the context of Benghazi.
But what we won't do is just stand by if our embassy is being attacked or our people are in vulnerable situations.
8 hours, four Americans killed, countless Americans injured. His government will not allow the survivors to talk to congressional investigators. It will not allow them to talk to the media. They will not allow them to give testimony. They are being hidden because for 8 hours they were left out to dry. They were hung out to dry, not given any support, not given any backup whatsoever. And the president of the United States, in the context of the Kenyan embassy, he's saying, you blow up our embassy, we're not going to sit by and just take it. We've got to act as a nation. Yes, except we didn't do that in Benghazi. We did nothing in Benghazi. 9 months, 10 months later, there are no arrests. The president said he wouldn't rest until we brought the people who did this to justice. He must be the most tired man on earth, because the people who have been accused of it, we know where many of them are. But we don't have enough evidence to try them in a civil court, in a criminal court in the United States. We have enough to drone them. We have enough to kill them. We have enough to try them militarily and hold them in Gitmo. But we don't have enough to take them down and put them on an episode of Law and Order in Manhattan, which is the way the president wants to try them. So they remain free while we try and investigate this. But the president, don't worry, he's not going to stand idly by while all of this happens. It's sickening. It's just sickening.